Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
On this 13th day of May.
Yes, day before Mama's Day.
Yes, it is.
And happy Mother's Day to all you moms out there.
You too, baby.
Thank you so much.
And daughter Abby.
And our mama.
Mama.
I know
good.
She'll be on the call. Oops. All right. So, we know it's right on time. The scripture for the day is this, John 12:15. John 12:15. Do not be afraid, daughter of Zion. See, your king is coming seated on a donkey's colt. Wow.
Oh,
that is good. And then today, as if that were not great enough, honey, today we're going to talk about
seven ways to strengthen your faith.
I love that.
Hallelujah.
One of my favorite subjects.
Faith is like a seed planted in your heart and your mind. At the appointed time, God will give you a mega harvest of what you need just when you need it. Colossians 2:7, New Living Translation. Let your roots go down into him and let your lives be built on him. Then your faith will grow strong in truth, the truth you were taught, and you will overflow with thankfulness.
Wow.
Here are seven guaranteed ways to strengthen your faith.
That's right. Number one, feed your faith through the Word of God. Now, I have preached that once. Ooh, I've told you a thousand times, haven't we, babe?
Yes, we have.
Brother Kenneth Hagin, great man of God, used to say, faith begins where the will of God is known. He actually got that from one of the people of his mentor that he was mentored by. But how do you know the will of God? The Message Bible translation of Psalm 34:8 says this, open your mouth and taste, open your eyes and see how good God is. Blessed are you who run to him.
Hallelujah.
And in Psalm 119:103 Message Bible, it says, your words are so choice, so tasty. Mm. I prefer them to the best home cooking. With your instruction, I understand life. You know, feeding on the word is the same thing like feeding our bodies. You will never have to wonder or worry about what to do next. The word of God is alive. It is feeding you. You have strength, not just strength in body. You have strength in spirit.
Amen. Number two, exercise your faith by your actions. Here are seven keys to exercising your faith. First, what you do in life will be a reflection of what you learn. John 8:38, Classic Amplified. I tell you things which I've seen and learned at my Father's side, and your actions also reflect what you've heard and learned from your Father. Second, our greatest desire should be for our deeds to reflect his instructions. Psalm 119:5, New Living Translation. All of my actions will consistently reflect your decrees. Third, faith must be in action, will always be inactive.
That's it.
James 2:17, Classic Amplified. So also faith, if it does not have works, deeds, and actions of obedience to back it up, by itself is destitute of power, inoperative. Yeah.
Fourth, it's a team effort. Faith, knowing that God's word is true, and actions, which unleash your faith into the natural realm. Boy, that almost bears repeating. Faith, knowing that God's word is true, and actions, which unleash your faith into the natural realm.
Wow.
James 2:22. New Living Translation says, you see, his faith and his actions work together. His actions made his faith complete.
Fifth, you'll be rewarded for the actions you take and consequences when you don't. Proverbs 24:12, New Living Translation. Don't excuse yourself by saying, well, we didn't know. For God understands all hearts and he sees you. He who guards your soul knows you knew. He will pay all people as their actions deserve.
And sixth, Our commitment to bring glory and honor to God's name will automatically bring success to ours. In Proverbs 16:3, in the New Living Translation, I love it in the Classic Amplified also, but it's good in the New Living. Commit your actions to the Lord and your plans will succeed. It's extremely simple, isn't it?
Yep. Seventh, you will be paid for your faithful actions. Revelation 22:12, Classic Amplified. Behold, I'm coming soon, and I shall bring my wages and rewards with me to repay and render each one just what his own actions and his own work merit.
Mm. Number three, coming up to number three, speak to your faith to make it grow. 2 Corinthians 4:13 in the Good News Translation tells us this. The scripture says, I spoke because I believed. In the same spirit of faith, we also speak because we believe. You know, there are also times when you will speak about things of faith before they will ever manifest in the natural realm. But Romans 4:17, Classic Amplified Bible says, as it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were. Our boldness in our faith will open doors of opportunity for us.
Wow, so good. Number four, free your faith from negativity. The word negative isn't really in the King James Version of the Bible. However, when I think about the word negative, I'm reminded of the word doubt. Matthew 21:21, New Living Translation. Then Jesus told them, I tell you the truth. If you have faith and don't doubt, you can do things like this and much more. You can even say to this mountain, may you be lifted up and thrown into the sea, and it will happen.
Mm.
How do we get rid of negativity and doubt? James 4:7. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. James 10:17, New King James Version. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
That is true. Hearing and hearing and hearing, as our friend used to say. Five, believing the impossible as possible. We cannot let fear of the unknown or untried prevent us from doing what appears at first to seem impossible, when in reality, it is possible. In Luke 1:37, Classic Amplified Bible, it says, for with God, nothing is ever impossible, and no word from God shall be without power or impossible of fulfillment. Notice
so true.
It says, no word from God. So you can take all the words from God and know that they're possible.
Yes.
Because with God, nothing is impossible. Well, there is maybe one thing. It's impossible to please God without our faith.
Hmm.
Classic Amplified translation of Hebrews 11:6 says this, but without faith, it is impossible to please and be satisfactory to him. For whoever would come near to God must necessarily believe that God exists, and that he is a rewarder of those who earnestly and diligently seek him out. That's rich. And Jeremiah 17:10 in the New Living Translation says, but I, the Lord, search all hearts and examine secret motives. I give all people their due rewards according to what their actions deserve.
Good stuff.
Makes you want to deserve a lot.
Yes, it does. Number six, share it with others. Do you want to know how you can understand and receive every blessing that God has for you? The answer is found in Philemon 1:6, God's Word Translation, where it says, as you share the faith you have in common with others, I pray that you may come to have a complete knowledge of every blessing we have in Christ.
Wow.
Every blessing we have in Christ.
Ooh.
1 Chronicles 16:8. Give thanks unto the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people. Now, the Message Bible version of that, 1 Chronicles 16:8-9, says it this way. Thank God. Call out his name. Tell the whole world who he is and what he's done. Sing to him. Play songs for him. Broadcast all his wonders. In the Message Bible translation of 1 Chronicles 16:9, well, it says that we're to broadcast his wonders.
Mm.
Think about that.
That is amazing. Number 7, discuss your faith frequently with your manufacturer. We have the manufacturer's, you know, handbook that we read every day, the Bible. Our manufacturer created an instruction manual for each of us to survive and thrive in any and every circumstance, situation, and problem we're going to face in life. And here's the revelation. If we don't read it and study it, then we're going to continually have problems all the days of our natural born life. In 2 Timothy 3:16-17, it says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. If something is profitable, it's going to be beneficial, because the word profitable in Strong's Concordance means profitable or advantage. If we want to have advantages in life, we need to understand our instruction manual, God's holy word. Every answer to our problem can be found if we search that book.
Amen. C.S. Wigglesworth once said, I'm not moved by what I see. I'm not moved by what I feel. I'm only moved by what I believe.
Mm.
And one more quote by Brother Wigglesworth. Fear looks, faith jumps. Fear never fails to obtain its... Fear looks, faith jumps. Faith never fails to obtain its object. If I leave you as I found you, I am not God's channel. I'm not here to entertain you, but to get you to the place where you can laugh at the impossible.
Wow.
Now it's time for each of us to take what we've heard and learned and begin to make our faith grow even stronger than it's been.
I love it.
Hallelujah.
All right.
Hallelujah.
Tomorrow night we'll have Rich Thoughts TV at 6. Hallelujah. Tomorrow night. And you have a wonderful Sunday, but we will be speaking to you tomorrow.
Let me say this to you. If you've got a friend that a husband may have passed, or you may not have a husband, may not have a child. May not have anybody. Call them on Mother's Day. Just say, I was thinking about you today.
Yes.
Blessing to you. Spread the love.
Amen.
And until tonight at 6 p.m. Eastern.
No, it's tomorrow night, but I was just at reminding people ahead of time.
You're right. You're right.
Because I like that. Yeah. But don't forget tomorrow and tomorrow night. So until that time, can you happy trail it?
God bless you. Happy trail.
And keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God.
We love you. We appreciate you. Bye-bye.